Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound,
hunker
down, East Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town.
Yes.
Dumb People Town.
Oh, I love choreographed population singing you. Or talking on a Zoom. It always works.
So we're all in different places, mm-hmm. and we're sorry about that, but we're not really sorry about that because we're still bringing you a show, and that's how we do it. And Population U, Population J, you want to continue on?
Population Jollis!
There we go.
Danny Jollis, welcome to the show, brother.
Thank you so much. Love a good coordinated Zoom converse, like all at the same time.
A sing-songy?
There is nothing synchronized.
If there's nothing Zoom has brought us, it is the beauty of the slowest happy birthdays of all time.
Happy, happy birthday to you.
It's just me.
Oh, I feel like we owe people an apology. I will say, Zoom for my cheer squad has been very hard. It has been very hard.
How do you do the pyramid, man? Is it all just the way you box it up?
Yeah, that's just more the stacking of the like view screens. But the clapping and the unison yelling has been very difficult.
So you got to go to grid mode? You're in straight grid mode.
Gallery.
You're going to do a pyramid.
Yeah.
I mean, the Zoom pyramid is what got Jerry from the show on Netflix Cheer. What's what got him in trouble?
Don't even talk about that guy. We're not.
Did you say I love that guy?
No, I said let's not talk about that guy.
Let's not talk about Jerry from Cheer.
That was one of the most devastating days of this entire year.
Was rough.
Right?
Was rough.
I love Cheer.
There was nothing to cheer about that day.
You know, I love Cheer. I love Sam and Diane.
You're off by an S. It's Sam's and Diane's.
Sam's and Diane's. Yeah. Thank you. So go ahead, Daniel.
Oh, I was actually going to say the thing you usually say, but I'll say it in place of you. We know that we get wonderful stories sent into us by our listeners. They go at Daniel Van Kirk, hashtag Dumb People Town, because we are in a pursuit to fight the dumb wave. We are in that wave planet in Interstellar, where they just keep getting hit over and over and over again. But we ask all of our guests, go ahead, Randy, tee it up.
We ask all of our guests, do you think the world is getting dumber, Danny Jollis? Was it smarter before the pandemic started? I mean, where are we right now in the sort of the timeline of stupidity in this world?
We're definitely regressing a little, mm-hmm. but it's only because I don't think people have gotten dumber. I think the information that they're getting isn't correct. Mm-hmm. And as a result, people are taking information and getting dumber as a result. Like when I hear about like a QAnon person,
right?
Obviously it's like, that's dumb. But I'm also like, with the information they're getting, their reaction makes sense.
Right. It looks like news. It looks like news to them.
Yeah. And if they believe that news, are they not supposed to react like it's insane?
Have you ever read a travel magazine and not been able to tell what is an ad and what is an article in the magazine? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how I ended up at that steakhouse in Omaha.
Is it?
No, but you know, they always have the 10 best steakhouses in the country or whatever.
Yeah. And you're like, is this an article or is this an ad for this steakhouse? I don't know. And as a result, everyone's confused and you end up reading the whole thing. And that's mm-hmm. how they get you. Same with QAnon.
Yep.
There used to be a comic by the name of Louis C.K. And he had this great bit. Yeah, he had this great bit where he was like, of course these people blow up abortion buildings. They think babies are being murdered in there. If there was a building that you thought people were just going into every day and killing kids, how would you react? They believe, and it's on that same point, Danny, where it's like, if your conviction of what's happening is true, you are going to react that severely. The problem is it's not true and you look dumb.
Right.
Yep. Yeah.
And that is the world we find ourselves in. We try and ask the questions, Danny, why? Not, we don't point at say that guy's dumb or that woman's dumb. We say, why? What were the 10 decisions that led to the woman getting her head stuck in a tailpipe at a country music festival? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Let's get into it. Let's back time it to figure out what's going on. So our awesome fans, Danny, send us stories. Dan Van Kirk breaks them down, but he doesn't go too deep into it because he wants the act of discovery as well. And let's get into it.
You ready? You guys ready? Here we go.
Yep.
Sent in by Beth at LoveMZU, which has to be Mizzou, right? Love Mizzou?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Love Mizzou.
It's got to be. At Love Mizzou. Or it's some sort of, she like worked for Southwest and that's some airport code we don't know. Okay, here
good
we go.
Handle to get though. Let's I know. Call it out.
That is a great. Pretty good a one. LUVMZU, Love Mizzou. All right.
What if it's Kalamazoo? She's like, the way I do it, I just say Love Mizzou.
Right. But she was like, I can't do that because when I abbreviate it, it looks like I want to kill Mizzou. So I can't do that one.
Or she loves her local zoo.
Which or she owns a home zoo, in which we don't condone at all owning home zoos. And she's like, I love Mizzou.
It works.
Watched a movie about it and they brought a whole family together.
Well,
it did.
I mean,
it
they
did.
Bought it. All right, here we go.
We bought a home zoo.
That is the direct to video. All right. Many people visit the library to use computers for personal use. I would say read books, but I didn't write this article.
Yeah, sure. Right.
But one Sandusky man, I don't know if it's because of the Penn State thing or whatever, but whenever I just, and my apologies to the fine city of Sandusky, but every time I hear it, Ohio. It just feels bad. But one Sandusky man, he's a Sandusky man. Sounds like an ad campaign in Playboy in the 70s. Yeah. Are you a Sandusky man? Sandusky man took it a step further this week when he was caught tipping back a cold one while watching porn at the library.
I mean, this is his living room.
Is that people fundamental?
People get comfortable in the library. And I'm sure he's calling it a library.
I wonder if he created the splooey decimal system.
Okay, hey-o! Jason. At Sklar Brothers. At Sklar Brothers. According,
so good.
According to a Sandusky police report, the incident happened around what time Tuesday at the Sandusky Library on 114 West Adams Street? So I just sometimes, Danny, we like to play a little game of like, when do we think shit went down? So what time of day do you think this guy was drinking beer and watching porn at the local library?
I mean, you hate to hear Tuesday to start with.
Thank you.
This is the Saturday activity. Danny, yeah. Everybody in their own way is working for the weekend.
Tuesday is the new Saturday. Let's get into it.
He went into Monday like, this is going to be a week. Let's get folks stay focused on work. And by Tuesday,
he needed some me time.
We're off track. Right. We're way off.
I need some
in the wilderness.
I need some me time in a wee place. Yeah.
I need some me time for my weenus.
Okay, that's a good part of your elbow. All right, Danny, you are our guest. What time of day to the nearest hour? You can go AM or PM as well, please. Do you think this guy was doing that in the library?
I'm going to go with 11:30 a.m.
11:30 a.m. Okay.
You're saying knock it out before the day starts, you know? Get knock one back, knock it out, get out of there.
I'm Jay, what are you fazed by that choice? I was going to say 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
Wow. Right after it opened.
I'm going to say 5 p.m.
5 p.m.
5 p.m. This is pre-dinner jerk chicken.
Interesting. You too. All right. The man, the Sandusky man, was doing this on Tuesday at 7:15 p.m.
Oh! Wow.
That's a whole day of planning. Imagine all the people who said to him, what are you going to do today? Did he answer them?
He said, I got a lot of stuff I got to get done today. I'm just checking things off the list. Right. I got to get some groceries. I got to go to Costco.
Taking a self-care day, he said.
I need some beer. Riley Reed just dropped a new scene. That's unrelated. Don't worry about what my plans are.
Forget about what I said.
A police officer.
Let me put it to you this way. At 7:30 p.m., I'm going to be real relaxed.
I'm going to be done. Yeah. A police officer working a security detail at the library was notified about the incident. When the officer walked over to the man, he observed him watching porn and drinking a beer. According to the report, what kind of beer do you guys What now? Mm-hmm. Think about it. You're a Sandusky man. It's Tuesday evening. You're gonna go
watching porn at the library.
You're gonna go watch Vanna Bardot or Akira Noir, and you're gonna kick back with a beer. What is your library self pleasure beer of choice?
That's a good question, Danny. What do you think?
I mean, because it's interesting. You guys feel like he had a plan. My guess is he did not wake up that morning thinking this was going to go here.
Danny, you're saying so he's a guy. Spiral. He's a guy. Life finds him. He doesn't find life.
Go ahead. This is the slacker.
I'm going to guess from noon to four, some terrible stuff went down, mm-hmm. and from that point on, we started to spiral to this moment.
Okay, fair enough.
That's my prediction. So with that said, I'm guessing it's an impulsive beer buy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Bud Light.
Okay. Bud Light.
Okay. St. Louis's own.
Okay, Jay, what do you think?
This figure.
Well, it's definitely not a Chimay.
You don't think?
Ooh, maybe it is.
You don't think he's picking up like a Frambois Lambic or maybe a little Racer 5, a little Scrimshaw?
A Lembeck. I want a Chimay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so I know it's also not a fat tire. Mm-mm. I'm going to say, and it ain't no Grolsch.
You don't think that's a new Glarus?
No. Okay. No. Allagash.
I think it's, what state are we in?
We're in Ohio.
Ohio.
Sandusky,
Ohio, yeah.
It could be a Yingling.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a LeBlanc.
I mean, he's trying to pull his Yingling, is what I'm saying. Too. Yeah, he is. I'm going to go Rolling Rock.
Rolling Rock. Okay.
Trying to roll his rock. I love that Danny Jealous thinks that this just all randomly happened. Like he's the slacker of Jackers. I think that he is drinking a Milwaukee's Beast.
Ooh.
Give him a Beast.
Okay.
Milwaukee's Best from a can.
Okay. I'm
imagining can for mine as well, I want to say.
Thank you.
I shouldn't also assume he could be watching like Cody Steele or Manuel Ferreira or Xander Corvus as well. Okay, here we go. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out what kind of beer it is. We are eventually going to play some Guess the AG before we wrap this all up.
Here we go.
But we'll also hear what Danny's been up to. We'll be right back after this.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We got Danny Jealous. He's doing some live shows. He's definitely worth a follow. Tell people how they can consume you in the best possible way, sir.
Well, the number one way to consume me
is at a library.
Of course, obviously, please go to a library.
Obviously.
I think actually, to be honest, I'm about to plug my YouTube comedy special free for people to watch.
Nice.
I would say watching that at a library is potentially worse than because you're going to make a lot more, hopefully, you're
noise.
Laughing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of money shots. Like, yeah.
And it's six parts.
His name, it's a free comedy special.
Love it.
That I put out there for the world. I would love it if you checked it out. It means the world when people check it out, share it. It's everything. That is my only plug ever at this point for myself because it is my number one thing. It means the world to me.
Fans of this show will recognize you from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, of which mm-hmm. you were phenomenal, and even some of the live stuff that you did with them on the road, you know, like sort of those live shows and stuff were
wild.
Just incredible and so good, and you could tell they were like, oh, thank God this guy can like host stuff, like he's a comic, you know what I mean? Like you were able to kind of fill a lot of roles in that, but you crushed on those.
Oh, thank you. What I lacked in musical theater ability, mm-hmm.
thank you.
I made up for with, but I do know how to hold a mic and not sing.
Right.
Fair.
And that I was able to bring.
So Andy Kindler, who we love so much, so my oldest daughter is really into musical theater and is a theater, you know, studying theater in high school and whatnot and goes to an art school. And this is her favorite bit ever. Andy Kindler. He was it off the cuff, Jay? This is at an Uncabaret thing, but he was, yeah. I think it's been maybe in his chamber before. He's like, my favorite person in any musical is the person who can't sing. You know, like you like, I don't have to sing that well because I'm the neighbor's wife. He did the thing. So my daughter thinks that's so funny. And that's the role that you played, Danny.
That was me. I was the one that was like, if I do it goofy enough, you might not notice I'm not really hitting the notes. Dude,
you had some good songs in that. You had a great song in that show. Like phenomenal song about popularity that was just beautiful in that show.
So me. Some gifts and
right. You delivered. So fans of you from that, you will love his
six parts.
Special.
You're gonna love it. Exactly. It's great.
Really,
it's
really
great.
Smart.
Rate it high. Tell some friends. Put some nice comments.
Loved your set on Colbert. I'll say that. I'll say it out loud. Oh, thank you. I'm proud. You did a great job. So good
what
stuff.
What a time.
Late nights. What should we? We got to tell people that we've got a live Dumb People Town that's coming up on May 22nd. The musical guest is Chris Thiele of Nickel Creek, not Nickelback. Nickel Creek. He's coming with his mandolin. He's the host of Live From Here on NPR. He is incredible. Wow. This guy's version. I can't wait to hear a mandolin version of the Dumb People Town theme. It's gonna be incredible. He's a big Largo guy and just really a tremendous talent and a great dude. And then the Doughboys. We are. Podcast mashup with the Doughboys.
Dough People
We've
Town.
Been on their podcast. They're so great. Nick and Mitch are just fantastic. And they will be fantastic. We'll make sure that we'll get a lot of food related stories.
Let
for
me
them,
ask
right?
you guys. Hey, let me ask you, Jason and Randy. Danny, feel in to chime in. Let me know what you think of this too. Is our live Dough People Town, is that the time that the three of us eat the chicken sandwich from Popeyes?
Yes.
And
the chicken from Popeyes, the chicken sandwich from
Chick-fil-A, and I guess the and KFC.
I'd throw the McDonald's one in there just to see for the hell of it.
I mean, I think maybe we do.
The McDonald's one ain't going to compete.
No.
Who knows, man?
Thank you, Danny.
Let's try it. That's when we do it.
That's when we do it. We do it with them. And that's like, oh my God, that'll be incredible. So if you want to see the chicken challenge get played out by your favorite chicken eaters, remember we did the stereo. And we're going to get back up on stereo and do more of those because those are so much fun. But when we did the stereo of the craziest junk foods and the craziest fast foods, this is kind of like the full exploration of that. So I'm very excited. So if you go to DanielVanKirk.com or NowhereComedyClub.com, you can find the ticket link live Dumb People Town. Get your tickets for that because that one is going to be humongous. The 22nd of May, that's Saturday night, 6:30 p.m. West Coast, 9:30 Eastern. And hang for the pre-show, the post-show hangs. Those are so much fun. We'll have posters made. It's going to be awesome. All right, Dan, reset us.
All right, I will. I want to remind everybody, go to DanielVanKirk.com if you want to play some bingo with me, raise some money for charity, have a great time, hear people's secrets. They get dark and funny. And then also you can do some pub trivia as well and bring a team. It's a great time. You might get to win me coming to your house and doing live stand-up because that's the grand prize.
Amazing.
Okay, here we go. The kind of beer. That this man, they never give him a name. I'm down to call him Neil, if you guys want, or like Mitch. Neil
does.
He's drinking.
Bryce.
Bryce just got laid off, and not because of the pandemic. All right. When the officer walked to the man.
He's got something off.
You're crushing it today with these.
He's not a Bryce man.
He was watching porn and drinking. One of you got very close. And drinking Budweiser.
Oh, the king. Danny.
The king.
I thought he was about his figure.
I thought he was going to care about that.
Yeah.
Your calories don't matter to this guy. He's watching porn in the library.
I feel good about that. I feel good about that guess.
You should.
Did you start saying, here comes the king?
Here comes the king. Here comes the king of the...
He's the king. And he's going to... Okay. Let's get back into this story. And don't forget, if you're a Patreon member, stick around for the end because Danny has a dumb story from his own life that he's going to tell us.
Sure do.
Here
Can't
we go.
Wait for that.
The man also had a bag under his computer with several empty beer cans in it, as well as some unopened cans. He's there for the long haul, guys. This is a full night.
This is we're settling in.
He probably asked if they had bottle service.
You know how fast this guy drinks.
That's true. But
I got a shotgun, three of them.
But I'm not begrudging anybody their interest. I do begrudge him doing this in a public place, but I don't begrudge anybody their interest. But to me, if you have like six beers with you to watch porn, you are in it for the storyline, right? You have to be. Like you enjoy it.
He shouldn't have been doing this, Dan. He should not, and Danny, he should not have been doing this in the children's reading section. I feel like that maybe is a bridge too far. You don't do that on a beanbag. You don't do it on a beanbag. You don't clean off with stuffed animals. You don't do it.
Here's what I love.
This furthers my belief, though, This was a series of bad events that led to this moment.
This is
a
his
couple empty beer cans.
Right. This is his version of the movie Falling Down. Like, we didn't start here. This is where life drove him to this place, but all in one day.
I would even guess that at the point he entered the library, he probably had a couple, not even with the intention of watching this sort of thing. Maybe he was like, let me just go to the library, having a rough day.
Yep.
Drink a little. Maybe
you know when you're having a rough day and you're drunk, you're like, where's the one place I want to go? Bar.
Everybody knows your name.
You have to present your library card before you come in.
That's true. What if he was so drunk he thought he was in a bar and he was like, this is the best fucking bar ever. Plenty of seats. I can watch whatever I want.
There's a bar called Live. Isn't there a bar called Live?
I was a bartender in LA at the library bar down on 6th and Hope. I used to be a bartender there and a door guy.
Do you know how many shows I've done in LA where I've been in a bar where I open being like, do you know how weird it is? There isn't one TV in this bar.
Hmm.
Do you understand how in the rest of the country, nobody does this?
Right.
None.
It's all TVs.
Oh, yeah.
It's all TVs.
I'm at home in Rochelle, Illinois right now. If you opened a bar without a TV, you have not opened a bar.
Why would you open a bar?
They would it be like, what, no are you, sense. A liquor store?
So many bars
even
in
the liquor stores have TVs.
Yeah, it's like books on the wall. It's like, who is reading books at the bar? What is this? What is this business model?
So I'm going to go one further. They should have a bar at a Best Buy. You know, you're just the bar right there. Think of how many impulse purchases they could make if you were just getting drunk in front of the huge screen. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Your kids are running around playing with iPads and you're just knocking a few back.
Yep. You go pick up A Boy's Life on Blu-ray. Why not? You're there. Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
The man also had the bag. Like I said, the report states the man initially gave the officer his brother's name, but the officer recognized him. There's so many things about that sentence I love. First of all, you're going to throw your brother under the bus. Second of all, the guy's going to go, he's going to go like, Neil, I know you.
We know.
I know you.
Ron Abramson. It's Ron Abramson.
No. Neil, right. Stop it.
Yeah.
Neil, I know it's you. Your brother's 12 years older.
After the officer told the man he could face additional charges for lying to the police, the man gave the officer his real name. The man told police, this is probably the sentence I love most in this story. The man told police he used his brother's name because he didn't want to end up in the news, which means
that's it.
He would have been fine with his brother's name ending up in the news. What an idiot.
But by the way, I love that ending up in the news is the worst thing that could happen to this guy. Like, what about the fact that you're going to jail, buddy?
Remember in Ghostbusters when Ray couldn't clear his mind? Like, this guy couldn't come up with any other name than his brothers. All he needed, he could put any two words together. He could have gone first name. People would have been like, that happens. I get it. Your name is Kyle Craig. It's fine.
Yes.
But
Jeff Gregory.
Right.
You don't recognize the cop? He recognized you? You don't recognize being like,
I know.
Right.
He knows him.
He knows him. He could have looked at two things. He could have been, my name is Book Row. Like he could have just looked around the room.
Dan, this is a man who's watching porn in a library. This is a guy who is very clearly divorced from reality.
Probably divorced.
And divorced from Aaliyah. And his kids. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. The man was issued a summons for open container, a minor misdemeanor, and banned from the library for 60 days, which somehow feels long and way too short.
That's all.
2 months.
Come on back. We got plenty of
See you in June.
All right, we're going to get out of here in this.
Are that desperate for people.
But how's he going to return all those books?
We're going to get out of here on this before all our Patreon loyal friendly fans get to hear Danny's dumb story. How old is Neil Abramson? Which I feel like we've named him in the course of the story. How old is Neil Abramson? Now, take into account what you know. According to Danny, he had a very bad day, which is probably the title of his book, Neil Abramson's Very Bad Day. He had a very bad day. He bought...
You had a bad day.
Don't put that in anybody's head. Nope, we're going to get sued.
Okay.
He had a very bad day. I would say he had a minimum of 6 Budweiser cans with him, probably tall.
Sure.
They were in a paper bag. Watching porn at the library Tuesday, 7:15 p.m. I'm going to let you see a photo of this guy before you guess his age, which you know means it will not help way or the other.
Right. Sometimes, Danny, this is worse. This is a curveball that we 100%. Get where we're like,
oh, boy.
All right. I know. It's like, first Tom... off, Tom not Segura.
For those of those who cannot see,
they
this,
will. They'll see
just,
it on social.
Just
media.
Worth mentioning the just note the title of this file on your computer.
Library porn.
Library porn.
JPEG.
I mean, if someone opens that up on your computer, they're going to be very disappointed
or they are going to be thrilled.
This who knows what they're like into. Face looks like an egg with a.
I don't
want to
be mean,
it.
But he looks like if a thumb became a person.
That's right. And also, he kind of has that look on his face like, what? What?
Does he? What? I'm not trying to sell myself short, but does he look like if he made a copy of a copy of a copy of me?
Yeah, if like if the ink started to bleed a little bit.
He looks like if you and John Caparulo had a baby.
That's right.
He looks like he died in the Bada Bing in season 4 of Sopranos. Okay, yeah, how old do you think Neil Abramson is? Danny, you can go first. Or you can go last. You can even go Tig if you want. Whatever you want. Tig would be second.
Go in between.
I'm not afraid. I will say I look at this man and mm-hmm. I see a lot of regret and bad mm-hmm. decisions.
Okay. Yep.
Which says to me he's actually much younger
mm-hmm.
than I think you might assume.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at him,
does he look like he enjoys a good rolling rock, as Jason predicted?
He looks like he's walked down the outside bottoms of his shoes. You know what I mean? He walks like on the
Randy,
outsides
you could have
of
ended,
his feet.
You could have ended that sentence at down. He looks like he walked down. That's it.
Or he looks like he's walked off the bottoms of all of his pants.
Oh, he's definitely fallen off a dock.
He's a 34-27.
It's such a look of regret. It's tough. Do you ever think about what you would do if you ever had to do a mugshot? Would you smile or would you not smile?
I think I'd smile. It depends on how it happened. Am I wrongly arrested?
It depends what the crime was. Right. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
He looks right. like Justin Thomas on Jerry Lewis's medication.
Prednisone, yeah.
Yeah.
I hope someone told him he's allergic to bees. Okay. Danny, what's your guess?
I'm going to go 29.
Okay, very good. Jason, what do you think?
Yeah, that's so in the wheelhouse.
Good call.
He's got
good
the
call.
Hair of a 45-year-old,
mm-hmm.
but he's got the face of
the baby face of a 32-year-old.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This guy is the human manifestation of Baby Finster. Like, if you put him in a baby outfit and, like, he was in a stroller, they think, oh, it's such a cute baby. And then, like, you go in the bathroom, you look through the keyhole, and he's shaved. Crazy.
He does look like a cartoon baby mobster.
I say what he did.
Cartoon baby mobster? Finster? Yeah, baby Finster. Yeah. Hey, baby Finster. What'd you say, Jay?
I said 32.
Why do I never listen to you? And Danny said 29. I think he's 37.
37. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
37 and single for many more years.
We'll get out of here on this. 6 parts on YouTube. Go watch Danny's special. It doesn't cost you anything. In fact, it gives you something.
Yeah, it's just fun.
A good time.
And watch it and then share it. It's good comedy.
I cannot make money. I cannot stress it enough.
No. He's trying his best not to do on this.
If you asked my reps, they would legitimately think that was true at this point.
Okay, good. Great.
Danny, if people wanted to follow you, though, where could they do that to tell you how much they love your special?
Oh, my gosh. You can follow me at Danny Jolles.
Okay.
J-O-L-L-E-S.
Awesome.
And if we're doing the final plug, stand-up mm-hmm. comedy's like hockey. Go see it live. It's better in person.
There you
please
go.
Please.
That's
online. That's, you think you've I'm seen stealing it, that sentence. Go see it live.
I'm stealing that sentence. And then hang out with us on May 22nd for Dough People Town. We're going to eat some chicken sandwiches and do some great stories. And if it comes up, maybe we'll even have another Greenlee. Who knows? Go to DanielVanKirk.com if you want to hang out with me doing some shows. All right, here we go. Neil Abramson.
Mm-hmm.
Is 40 years old.
Oh, like,
you guys sold him short. He's lived that life. He's lived
he looks
that life.
Good.
He does
he looks
look good.
Good. He
looks bad like, and good. He looks good for 40, horrible for 29.
Mm-hmm.
Say 40. He's 40.
He's 40 years old.
Yeah, 40.
You're that? Credit 40. Randy, you said 38, 40. Right?
37.
I said 37. I was close.
37.
Yeah,
no, that's very good, though.
Yeah.
I was right in the wheelhouse.
Yeah.
But Dan, as many times happens with that picture, the picture itself
is misleading.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Well, I think it was misleading in the sense that he looked older, and we all were like,
"He's, you know, he's lived a harder life this time." That's right. Yeah. So we tried to outfox the truth, and you can't do that.
Can't
do that.
Because the words fox and truth should never be in the same sentence. Danny Jollis, thank you so much for being a part of this. And oh shit, guys, we gotta get back to work.
Dum 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 dum. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Scarpins Avenue, a podcast network.